It's not often that self-published books win critical acclaim and get republished to even more critical acclaim. But that's exactly what happened with Same Difference and Other Stories by Derek Kirk Kim. Kim is an illustrator and storyteller who's combined the two to make a graphic story collection, and he's won all three top awards in the comics industry for this book. Graphic novels and short stories read like comics and look like comics, but more often than not, they feature an antihero instead of a superhero, and there's more then pow, wop, zap. That's certainly true of Same Difference. Derek Kirk Kim, thanks for being with us. It's a lovely book.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
You know, as I'm reading through Same Difference, I'm thinking that there seems to be some similarities between your protagonist, Simon, and yourself. You're both Korean-American. You're both from the suburb of Pacifica, California, in the Bay Area. And he's a nerd. Were you?
Yeah, I think I'd say I'm a nerd. You know, it's funny. I have a lot of cartoonist friends because of my job, and almost always the creator looks like his creations. And so you kind of start to see them in these weird, abstract, cartoonified ways, like big bulgy eyes, or when they're surprised their mouth drops, or, you know, a lot of my cartoonist friends kind of like throw up their arms when they talk, and I catch myself doing that too. And I really try to watch myself when I talk.
And Simon,
I'm doing it right now, actually. You can't see me.
But I know that Simon looks a little bit like you, a little haystack of black hair.
I think he looks better than me, but, I mean, thanks.
Your title story is quite affecting, Same Difference. And I was wondering if you would set it up a little bit for us. It gets into the lives of two characters, Simon and his best friend, Nancy. Mm-hmm. I was, again, reading in the credits that you appear to have a best friend. Who's like yourself, Asian-American. I'm sure you invented something in this story, nonetheless. But anyway, they're looking for a mysterious letter writer, Simon and Nancy. In fact, they return to Pacifica to find this person. Can you tell us a little bit about the narration here, the storyline?
Well, I think with Same Difference, the impetus for that story was when I was living in Oakland, when I moved into this new apartment, I kept getting this letter from the same guy. Like once every 2 weeks, I'd get a letter from the same person for the previous tenant. And I was always just morbidly curious as to what was inside. And of course, me being a good Samaritan didn't open it, but I always wondered like what would it be like if I did open it? And that's kind of how the story happened.
Both your characters are Korean-American, but there doesn't seem to be any defining Koreanness, at least not that I perceive here. Is there anything to say about the Korean-American experience in this work?
Yeah, I mean, I actually want to quote my friend Jason Shige, we don't wake up in the morning and say, ah, I'm Asian, you know? I think, you know, it's not something that we think about consciously. So I want to infuse it in realistic ways, in ways that are realistic to how me and my Asian American friends just live daily. I mean, we don't have profound Joy Luck Club type moments, you know, every day to make us Asian. So I didn't want to put that kind of grand infusion of quote unquote Asianness into the daily lives of the characters. I want it to be very subtle, like when they talk about the ramen and growing up eating ramen, raw ramen. I think that's probably something that's not, you know, totally common to people that aren't Asian.
You're talking about a scene in which Simon and Nancy are picking up, you know, that ramen noodle soup and speculating about what it means to have an oriental flavor, which
right,
it's advertised as having. I've
right,
always wondered that
myself. Well, I mean, I just thought it was funny because, you know, you look at one and it's like chicken, beef, and there's all these ingredients and then, you know, oriental flavor. So it just seemed funny to me that, you know, it's kind of the, you know, they're grinding up Orientals into this soup.
One of the other things about a graphic novel, it can take a very complex subject and show it from many different sides. For example, I'm looking at page 55, and Nancy and Simon are in the ice cream section of the Safeway grocery.
And oh, right.
It's a very, you know, we just caught it as we were looking through it. The frame catches your eyes, and you're realizing that you're looking at them from the perspective of the ice cream cooler.
Right, that's true.
Why do it? Why did you want to show Nancy's palms on the glass at that point?
I think that was just a solution for a technical problem. I wanted to show her expression, how joyful she looked finding this Cherry Garcia ice cream. And the only way to really show that was to go through the glass, because I just didn't think a profile would kind of justify what I needed to show. So I decided to shoot it inside the glass.
So drawing takes a lot more time than writing the narration.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I wrote the story probably within a month, and then it took me 3 years to complete it.
How many pictures do you think you drew to illustrate Same Difference?
Oh, man. Like frames?
Mm-hmm.
Like panels?
Hundreds? Thousands?
Not thousands, but for the whole book, probably somewhere in the hundreds, maybe bordering 1,000. I don't know. But you got to let the format be a service to the story, so you can't cut corners.
Derek Kirk Kim, his short story collection, a graphic short story collection, is called Same Difference and Other Stories. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you. It's a real honor to be on NPR.